Hi, Mark Kravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Tuesday, October 15th, 2019, and this is episode 52, and it is entitled, In It for a Lifetime. There was a survey of thousands of pastors and church workers, and it revealed some very disturbing statistics. Most pastors feel overworked. 90% report working between 55 to 75 hours per week, and 50% feel unable to meet the demands of their job. During this difficulty, 70% of pastors feel grossly underpaid. Not slightly, or some, but grossly. Most pastors feel unprepared. 90% feel that they were inadequately trained to cope with ministry demands, and 90% said ministry was very different from what they thought it would be like when they were in school. Many pastors struggle with depression and discouragement. 70% say they constantly fight depression, and 50% say they are so discouraged and they would leave the ministry if they could, but they don't feel adequately trained to do anything else to make a living. Speaking of families, most pastors' families are negatively impacted by the ministry. 80% believe pastoral ministry has negatively affected their families. 80% of spouses feel the pastor is overworked and feel left out and underappreciated by church members. And most pastors are lonely. 70% do not have someone they consider a close friend, and 40% report at least a serious conflict with a church member once a month. And then there's this. 50% of ministers starting out will not last 5 years. 1 out of every 10 ministers will actually retire as a minister in some form. And while 4,000 new churches begin each year, 7,000 close. The most recent statistics I could find say that 1,700 or so pastors leave the ministry each month, and most of them have no other way to make a living because their education and experience is solely wrapped up in the work of the ministry. The article concluded with this. Working in ministry, whether full-time or part-time, can be challenging. Family suffer, discouragement, and depression runs like a river in the lives of those who sacrifice their own life to the cause of the church. And to top it all off, there's a group called the Clergy Project. Ever heard of it? Came across it a few years ago by accident. It's a group dedicated to helping ministers who no longer believe in God transition into life outside of ministry. Here's the mission statement of the Clergy Project. To provide support, community, and hope to a rising demographic of displaced ministers. Think about that mission statement for a minute. They want to provide support. No problem. Community. Okay. And then hope. You can only join this group if you're a current or former minister and completely reject all supernatural belief in favor of naturalistic answers. Where is the hope without Jesus? I preached a lot of funerals. One was for a man who was 99. One was for a boy who was 4. There's been middle-aged adults, retired seniors, and many others. But the only difference in any of those funerals is one word, hope. Without Jesus, there's no hope. But when there's Jesus, that changes everything. Will you be in ministry for a lifetime, whether as a volunteer or as a profession? How far will you go for the church that Jesus died for? Ephesians 5 says Jesus died and gave himself up for the church. May we make the commitment to follow his example for a lifetime. This has been Mark Kravisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.